The latest from podnews.net. Acast have released their financial results from last year. Revenue doubled for the Swedish podcast company and it grew to having 110 employees. The company claims 1.3 billion listens over the year. Meanwhile, at Netflix, their shares have plunged after they said they have 130,000 fewer US customers. Matty Stort, the VP of podcast programming for these people,
iHeartRadio,
is leaving the company to become president of Jam Street Media, a new LA-based podcast company. He'll be working with Jessica Navarro, who joins Jam Street Media from Mark Wahlberg's Unrealistic Ideas. Matty will continue hosting iHeartMedia's Access podcast. Sarah Geismer is announced as Head of Creative Development and Production at Crooked Media. Geismer, formerly of Netflix, will lead development for all of Crooked Media's active and upcoming podcast, television and film projects. Radio Public have interviewed Kate Crushell about Lantiga Williams & Co.'s 70 million, and they've learnt more about the benefits of transcripts from them. A few things about podcast apps. Firstly, this app is advertising in WNYC Studios podcasts.
Listen to your favorite podcasts on any device with Pocket Casts.
We should watch out for them. Breaker has added integration with Bullet to produce shareable audio clips for social media. Podcast host Spreaker's trim and crop tool has been improved. Remote recording service Squadcast suggests that it will soon be supported on iOS and iPadOS, and Dropbox now has integration with transcription services. Yesterday, we linked to a New York Times article which promised we'd reached peak podcast. How did that article go down? Not very well. We linked to a critique from Hernandez, for starters, and thank you, Larry Gifford, for tweeting to us. It's the podcast equivalent of the time I had a clever name for a restaurant and an easy bake oven and quit after 6 days because I didn't earn a Michelin star. Too right. Spotify is keen for more Spanish language podcasts. Mia Nigren, director of Spotify for Latin America, has published a short video, The ABC of Making Podcasts on Spotify, on Forbes Mexico. She also said that there are now 250,000 podcasts on Spotify. Patreon, a creator funding site used by many podcasters and by us, raises $60 million in funding they've announced this week. We've given our Patreon page a little polish today, and we're grateful for our many supporters. You can support us too at patreon.com/podnews. Copenhagen-based Omnipod is a social media platform for podcasting, the company says. You can sign up on their rather bare-bones website. And we link to tons of tips and advice today. 10 agency pros sharing their best podcast advertising tips, optimizing your website for podcast discoverability, how to find and keep podcast sponsors, and 16 ways to promote your podcast. You'll find all of the links in our episode notes and our newsletter today. Finally, we mention a ton of podcasts today. Blueberry has launched Podcast Insider. The first episode has an interview with Brandon Dawson from the Distiller podcast. First Draft has reached its 200th episode. And iHeartMedia has partnered with Pride Media to co-produce a slate of LGBTQ plus podcasts. The Outcast is the first one of those. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.